You decide to book that trip to Paris. It sounds great, right? Pure excitement. But then the actual planning starts. Searching flights, finding a hotel, trying to map out an itinerary. Sources suggest it's easily 3 whole days of work. Just painful.
Exactly. And that's really why we're diving into this today. We want to look at what's next in travel tech, these AI agents. The idea is they can handle, well, basically everything for you, right down to buying the actual Louvre ticket. We're moving way beyond those simple chatbots we used to see.
Okay, that difference feels really important. What makes an AI agent different? How is it genuinely autonomous, not just, following a script?
Well, the fascinating part is their ability to understand and then execute really complex goals. It's not just fetching information. You can actually tell it something like, plan a week in Barcelona for me next May, keep the flights under 500 pounds, and I want a hotel near the beach. The agent takes that, understands it, breaks it down, and then actually interacts with different sites to make it happen.
Okay, but that autonomy. Does it worry people? I mean, how does it stop the agent just going rogue and booking the wrong thing entirely?
It's built on multi-step reasoning. It's trained on huge amounts of travel data, patterns, logistics, and if something changes, let's say your flight gets delayed, the agent doesn't just sit there. It's designed to proactively adjust. It might move your hotel check-in, maybe suggest different transport from the airport. It adapts within the rules you set, of course.
Right, so it's not just a language brain. There must be more mechanical parts under the hood. Yeah. What's the architecture look
Yeah,
like?
definitely more to it. Essentially, you've got natural language processing, the NLP, to understand your request first. Then there's a powerful reasoning engine. That's what breaks down complex goals, like, say, plan a 2-week trip across Europe on a 2,000-pound budget. That's a big ask. And crucially, they integrate with external tools. Think APIs connecting to live flight data, hotel systems, even regulatory databases for, like, visa checks.
That sounds complex to build. If the architecture is that involved, how fast are companies actually scaling this? Is it really out there yet?
The growth has been, well, explosive, honestly. Venture capital funding gives us a clue. Investment in these AI travel startups, it jumped from just 10% of all travel VC funding back in 2023 to a massive 45% in just the first half of 2025.
Wait, hang on. From 10% to 45% in about 18 months, that's huge. Is that sustainable? Or are we maybe seeing a bit of a bubble forming around this AI tech?
Well, the market seems to think it's sustainable. And the driver is hyper-personalization. They can tailor things incredibly well. And we're seeing huge adoption already. Get this, 40% of travelers worldwide apparently used AI tools for planning in 2024. 40%.
Wow, okay, that adoption rate is pretty incredible. So beyond just booking flights and hotels, what are the killer features? What makes it so sticky for people when they're actually traveling?
It's the practical real-time stuff. Especially for younger travelers, the data is really clear. Something like 25% of travelers under 35 are using AI for instant translation help when they're abroad. Super useful, and it goes into safety too. About 38% of that same group use it for quick checks on safety advice or visa requirements. They're becoming like essential tools.
Okay, adoption's high, the utility seems clear, but there has to be a trust issue, right? Are people really ready to just hand over their credit card and total control to an agent that, might mess up?
Yeah, that's absolutely the critical limitation right now. You've hit on it. Our sources show that only about 2%, just 2% of people surveyed would give AI full autonomy, complete control to book and manage everything. That number is low. It really highlights this persistent need for a human in the loop, for oversight, for verification, especially against those potential hallucinations.
Hallucinations. How serious can those be in like a travel context? What kind of errors are we talking about? Oh, they can be critical. Really critical. Think about it, inventing things. Like providing the wrong visa rules for a country you're visiting, or quoting a price for a hotel that doesn't actually exist, or messing up regulatory fees. Because travel involves real money, real legal requirements. Yeah, verification is still absolutely key.
That makes total sense. So, okay, we started this talking about what, 3 days of painful planning, and we're ending with a system that aims to automate all that pain away. And it's fueling a market projected to hit nearly $14 billion by 2030. That's quite the
It
shift.
is. And if you connect this to the bigger picture, think about where it could go. The real future might be a total shift in how we even think about itineraries. These agents won't just execute your plan. They could effectively own it, constantly optimizing in the background, maybe renegotiating prices, finding better deals. And imagine integrating this with, say, augmented reality, letting you virtually explore that hotel or that street in Paris before you even click book, or maybe even predicting your travel needs based on past behavior. it's heading towards a much more dynamic, responsive future for travel.